The man best known to TV viewers as the Detective Columbo has died. Peter Falk was 83. The disheveled police lieutenant Columbo was one of TV's legendary crime solvers, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Before Columbo, Peter Falk was in plenty of movies. He was twice nominated for an Oscar, for A Pocketful of Miracles and Murder, Inc. He had a small but memorable part as an angry taxi driver in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
That fat Nazi, what I gotta suffer because of him! What's the matter? Get away from me, here. What's the matter?
Are you a freak?
Can't you see I'm talking on the phone?
But it was on TV, as Police Lieutenant Columbo, that Peter Falk became a household name.
It's a smasher, especially if you're Irish.
Well, my name, ma'am, is Columbo. Lieutenant, I'm with the police. I'm wondering, ma'am, if you can recall seeing the man that's in this photo.
Looks like he's asleep.
Yes, ma'am, you could say that.
Columbo didn't seem like the cop you'd want on your case. He was absent-minded, and he didn't seem serious.
In a cab, in a canyon.
He drove an old car, his hair was a mess, he chewed a cigar, he always had on that rumpled raincoat. Peter Falk told Terry Gross of WHYY's Fresh Air, Columbo was somebody he immediately wanted to play.
The basic thrust of a guy appearing less than he actually is, that was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And that disarming quality of not ever appearing formidable was always there.
Adding to his deceptive appearance, he was cockeyed. When Peter Falk was 3 years old, he had an eye removed because of cancer. And Falk said sometimes he used his glass eye to get a reaction. Peter Falk's Columbo was famous for looking puzzled while he cunningly put the pieces together.
That's funny, though. If she came home from the airport, what did she do with the dress and gloves? When we went over your apartment last week, we couldn't find them.
Peter Falk grew up in Ossining, New York, just north of New York City. His father owned a dry goods store. For a few years after college, Falk was an efficiency expert for the Connecticut State Budget Bureau. But he was bored, so he started acting on stage and off-Broadway productions. Then he made the transition to film. In the 1970s, he worked with director John Cassavetes, starring in the gritty domestic dramas Husbands and A Woman Under the Influence.
I don't want anybody discussing my affairs. Is that clear?
Well, yeah. I'm not the only one.
Don't discuss my affairs.
Peter Falk proved time and again he could stretch as an actor, but he will forever be known as the disarming, forgetful, but clever Lieutenant Columbo. He told Terry Gross that being known more for that role than anything else wasn't so bad.
It ain't cancer. So, I make a lot of dough, and I think it's difficult for the average person to say, what are you complaining about that he's typecast? I mean, he does make a lot of money, and he gets good seats in restaurants, and so I don't feel that that's something that people are really interested in.
Peter Falk died Thursday at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 83. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.